X and zero TR. Ben, you need doing better today?
It's still hurting a little bit, but it's doing good. How about you? How are you doing? How are you, Miss Bernice?
Honestly, the first day that I can say this afternoon, and I feel pretty good this evening, by golly. Thanks for asking, Patrick. Now, if I can just get through the night without my heart going into AFib, I'll consider it a win. Home health care comes tomorrow, and then I got a doctor's appointment in the afternoon because it's been going into AFib too much, and they want to take a look at me. But I just assume be in good shape and say, the heck with that, I don't need anything else, you know?
For that, I definitely understand.
But you think we are getting pretty close to turning the corner and getting up into deer season and one of the prettiest times of the year, the fall?
It'll be too much longer, but I don't think summer's done with us yet. It gives us too much of a reprieve there in the first part of August.
Your ways, there's going to be in the upper 70s. In the next day or so, I can't remember the weather forecast 5 minutes after they give it. And the highs here are supposed to be in the 80s. There's still a few hot ones there, but I don't know. I just sense that maybe it's turned the corner. I guess we could say that it was a good time of year for us to be down. At least we could be inside in the air conditioner, and Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
It was definitely a welcome vacation from the heat, that's for sure. And I just pulled up the weather here. The high tomorrow is supposed to be 85 and thunderstorms. And then Thursday, 82 and thunderstorms. And then after that, it's supposed to start cooling down. Looks like we're down in the mid-70s the rest of the 10-day forecast.
Well, I just got out of the rain locker. And by the way, tell me how this mic sounds. Dave, HKX, was telling me it was too hot, so I'm holding it away from my face. And it's just this little station I set up on the end table here. But yeah, that sounds great. I thought you said you were in some kind of a valley there, and I noticed they said something about that on the weather last night or night before. I like Chris Justice's forecast because he lived up there for so long, you know, in the apple orchards and that. But they mentioned that, and I thought you had too, that you get quite a bit more rain than the average place.
We get quite a bit of rain here in Transylvania County. It's one of the rainiest areas around anyway. So lots of water here to cool us down and make us steamy when it does get hot.
I have an ideal place then for raising tomatoes. Do you try to raise any up there? Ours didn't do great this year. We got a few. But everything's cooking, you know.
Now, tomatoes and corn do really well up here, but I haven't raised any in quite some time. We used to raise all kinds of vegetables, but I don't know. I just haven't done it in quite some time, and really need to get back to it. But, yeah, tomatoes, corn, all that stuff, it takes that sweltering heat and humidity. Does real well right here.
Means there's just two of you. You could take two or three, four plants is all you'd ever need, isn't it, Bernice? I'm talking to Patrick. You want to say hello?
Yeah, hi, Patrick.
Talked to Shane this afternoon, and Dave, he was going to some kind of Shriners thing and plays guitar. You had just signed off, but I didn't want to bother you. He was going to eat or something. But I'm sitting there eating a piece of Bernice's pumpkin pie. Oh, does she make a wicked pumpkin pie. And by the way, she got quite a few raspberries this year, didn't you?
Not as many as last year.
Not as many as last year. I think they got cooked. This is N0TR.
That's Bernice, and good to hear you. And, yeah, it's kind of dry down there and hot. So I imagine they didn't do so well in that. But I don't know if raspberries do real well around here or not. I really haven't ever seen a whole lot of them, but blackberries sure do good.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid and getting all the chiggers from the blackberries. God almighty. The chiggers were lousy and you can't hardly see the little critters. But these are some of the best blackberries I ever ate in my life down here. And the peaches I just love. But I did hear a fast fact on TV the other day. And they were showing on Modern Marvels. They was harvesting peaches in California. Now, I don't have a lot of use for California, but it was nice when we were there years ago in the service. But they had some peaches that weighed as much as a pound, and they didn't come down to a point on the bottom. They were round, so no waste. And that they grow 14 times more peaches in California than they do in Georgia. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It's kind of hard to believe when you think about it, because Georgia's known for its peaches down there, but I guess where California's got such a long growing season, I could see them being able to do that, I guess.
Well, the owner of the orchard down here, the big one up there towards Chad's house, and he told us that South Carolina raises far more peaches than Georgia does.
Just goes to show you, you know, North Carolina or Harrison County is known for its apple crop, but a lot of the Washington State grows as much or more than we do around here. So, I mean, it just, you get focused in on your little area and then you don't realize how much other stuff's out there sometimes, I guess.
Absolutely enthralled with the peaches down here and the things that grow. We drove over to Augusta one time and picked up a car, and there was fields full of flowers. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. Needless to say, Kansas isn't famous for that.
Kansas is famous for growing big old deer, so that's what they're famous for.
I'll send you a picture of Brendan. He's our great-nephew. And his dad, our nephew, Michael, is the medical scientist up in the Boston area. He kept the farm that was Bernice's sister's farm. It's 135 acres. And you wouldn't think of a guy in Boston being that interested in deer hunting, but he's been an avid sportsman for years. And actually works in New York now. He's in his 20s. But I mean, he has the ghillie suit, the whole nine yards, and I'll send you a picture of that deer if I can find it. I've seen deer close to 300 pounds before they were field-dressed up there. Not many, but I had one friend that shot a 27-pointer, and then I had another friend who's a police officer, and he shot a 29-pointer. I don't know how much they weighed. But I do have the news articles if somebody don't believe that. Out of the old Pittsburgh, Kansas newspaper.
Stuff like that all the time with videos of them doing it and shooting that stuff. But Tom, it's getting close to net time, so I'm going to jump out of here and clear out of the way for Mark, I believe, calling tonight and let him have it. But good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Bernice have a great evening, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okie doke, Patrick. Nice talking to you. And catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR clear.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and the repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Net controller has a topic tonight. We'll be getting through the check-ins, and then I'm going to bring up the radio if you want to hang around and listen to that. I've got D-Star here on my ICOM and trying to figure out they're going to join me for that. Hang around for a little bit. All right, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed invite to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, your location, and let us know if you intend to remain on the net for the RAG-G portion, whether you've got a topic, a comment, a question. Well, we'll take all of those. I'll put you down, and we'll make sure we come back to you when we're done with the formal portion of the net. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and handle the pre-net check-ins, folks that have gone to the website and done their part to make sure their voices are heard. So we'll get, we've got about 13 pre-net check-ins. Let's go ahead and knock those out. We've got KC4PLT, that's Richard in Flowery Branch, Georgia. I've got KEF4CKT, that's John there in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's in Rome, Georgia. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. I've got KG4PFI, that's Don, along with KG4QLQ Linda, both of them there in Piedmont. Moving on, I've got KI4LZI, the very famous Andy there in Pickens. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. That's all of our pre-net check-ins tonight. We're going to start off with, as we try every night, to get the EchoLink folks lined up and checked off. So if you are an EchoLink station and you have joined us tonight, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, landing via EchoLink Liberty, in and out.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
Hey, Net Control, would like to recognize our EchoLink stations. We've got KG4WNP, that's Landon there in Greenville, and KO4WTQ, that's Greg there in Greer. Thank you both for joining us via EchoLink tonight. All right, folks, well, we've got the pre-net check-ins handled. We've got EchoLink stations covered for the moment. So let's go ahead, because it is Tuesday night, we're going to begin inside of the alphabet here in the India through Lima group, I through L. If you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now's your time. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Or WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now I'm James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
UH10. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For WHN. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Fox Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
Bridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James. I've got KO4JKV, that's Duncan there in Asheville. Thank you for joining me tonight. Duncan, I wish I had been there last night for you, but I'll catch up on you at some point. I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, along with his bride, KC4MFK, that's Donna. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, feel free to join us. This is KQ4WHN, or you can call Net Control. Nothing heard, we'll move on to the next group. The next group in the alphabet is Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Control? Nothing, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Peter 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and Net Control would like to recognize Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena, and she brings along Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, that's Michelle there in Ware Shoals. Thank you for bringing everybody along with you there, Lorena. Always appreciate you showing up here with me on Tuesday nights. Then I've got KO4PXP. That's Lloyd there in Simpsonville. Thanks for joining us, Lloyd. And thank you one and all. We're up to 24 check-ins. Anybody else in the Mike Through Papa group, feel free to give a call to KQ4WHN or Net Control. So we'll move on to the next group, and that makes it Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling in, it, sir. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Q4WA10. Hey, Mark. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'm being negative man. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Next control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom there in my hometown of Greer. And Tom, every time I hear you on the radio, you sound a little better. I think you're getting your breath back, so continue your recovery, sir. And KO4QLG, that's Chris, there in Liberty. Chris, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate everybody coming in and spending a little time with us. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill and Calpin.
Chance here to recognize Bill, KK4TRJ, all the way from Cowpens. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bill. Sounds like we have made it through that group, so let's go on to the next one in the alphabet, which is the Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WHN. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control link recognize. K4XB, that's Tommy, along with KQ4TBD, Angela there in southern Greenville County. Got KO4YHY, that's Jim here in Greenville, and KQ4YQI, that's Jose. Thank you one and all for joining us tonight on the net and getting us past the number 30 mark. So we got 31 check-ins as we speak tonight. We're going to hang around and make sure we get as many folks that want to check in, checked in. That's kind of the point of the exercise. Nobody marked for comments so far, so we're going to make one more call for the Uniform Through Zulu group and then see where we go from there. Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. That means we move to the top of the alphabet. The folks that are waiting to get their voices heard, well, that's the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. N, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WHN. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Cherry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and your net controller was wondering where the top of the alphabet was, but I'm glad you guys showed up. In that list there, we had KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's going to be running this show tomorrow night, I think. So make sure you spend some time with him. Along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Joy. We heard from W4DJW, that's Dave. Thanks for joining us, Dave. I had KR4ACR, that's Terry. And we finally heard the very end there from KR4DBR. That's Robert there in Easley. Anyone else in the Alpha 3 Delta group? It took them a second, but they started calling out. So I'm going to give them just another second. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Delta, A through D, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Nothing heard there, so we'll go on to the patient group. That's the folks in the Echo through Hotel segment of the alphabet. E through H, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. On the net, Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry from Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
4, again. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, AR4ETW, Chuck in Campobello, negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf, K4HWG. This is Henry down in Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, that's control like to recognize. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. I think you have a recovery of your own that you're going through, so hopefully that's getting better and easier. Got KR4ETW, that's Chuck, joining us from Campobello. One of my favorite places to tool around when I get an opportunity to head out that way. And K4HWG, that's Henry there in Anderson. Thank you one and all for joining us. All right, folks, this means we're probably ready for the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anybody anywhere in the sound of my voice, now is your time to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KQ4WHN or net control. All right, getting quiet, so I'll sit here and prattle on for a little bit, give everybody a chance to turn on their radio and let them realize that we're still out here and we're still doing this. I'm going to bring up a topic on some digital voice modes that I'm just kind of exploring and doing whatever. We'll get the formal portion of the network done, and then we'll get into some of that conversation as we go along. So we'll do one more call, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anybody anywhere wants to check in, and then we'll wrap up the formal portion, and then I'll do my own rag chew if need be. So anybody anywhere, call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. Please check in, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Echo Echo, KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KR4 Echo Echo Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Greg. All right, I've got no Echo Link stations, and I think we have exhausted the RF spectrum for folks that need to check in. So we'll go ahead and wrap up the formal portion of the net, and I will start my conversation on the digital side. So let's go ahead and do that. So this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll begin the rag portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Just trying to keep it interesting and give people a reason to stay on the radio and not watch TV, because it's just a whole lot more stimulating for the brain. I mentioned last week that I was going to start telling you a little bit about digital radio and some of the journey that I've done with that. I've got a couple of ICOM UHF, VHF, UHF radios, the 5100. Didn't really do a lot of research, but just went, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Got one new, one used, and did not really figure out that there's not a D-Star repeater anywhere in range of the household. So we started looking into hotspots and how to connect to the D-Star network over the Internet, which I guess you have to do once you hit a repeater anyway, but did not realize all of that effort was involved in making all of that work. Got it word from, I think, the Shelby group that their D-Star node may be coming back up on their repeater. They lost it before Helene, and they've been trying to either fundraise or find time or something along those lines to bring that back up. Whether I could hit that from here, I'm not sure. I can hit their FM repeater. But I got it all figured out on the D-Star side. I've got a fair amount of what's there and figured all of the different ins and outs. Definitely have not made my list of rooms that you want to spend time with, just because I think the other side's easier and I don't have to have Internet access, particularly when I'm in the car. But do notice that there's a lot of DMR and All-Star in the area. And every once in a while, you'll see some Wires X, which requires fusion for the Yaesu side of the house. So just out of curiosity, anybody into the digital voice contribute to the conversation, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN, this is KO4HKX. I'll hang around with you for a minute on this one.
All right, Patrick, tell me what you know about digital voice modes.
Much, I give up on D-Star. I had the 5100 for 5 years and never could get D-Star to work correctly. So I give up on it. I've been messing with DMR and Fusion. I've got the Anytone 878. Got two of those, and then I've got a couple Fusion radios. And I have a hotspot, so that tends to work out better for me.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you on
when it comes to some of the proprietary modes, you know, D-Star and Fusion and Wires X, you're kind of living in your own ecosphere, and you got to have, you know, it's, everybody's got to have one brand or another, and I just don't see the point in not having standards across the way. And I get that amateur radio is one of those things where you really want to experiment and try new things and go about things in different ways, but it doesn't make sense to have something that only works with a particular brand. So ICOM is responsible for D-Star, and I know Kenwood had some of their digital units that support it, but it's far from a standard. And Fusion is Yaesu's version of kind of the same thing when you have Wires X plugged into it. I think DMR makes a lot more sense. Although I have learned that you can get into certain DMR rooms with certain XREF, and I'm getting really deep in the weeds here, but you can get into certain DMR rooms with certain XREF channels on D-Star, so you can kind of have cross compatibility, although it's cheating on the back end using a server to do the translation.
That, and that's what my hotspot will allow me to cross mode sometimes, and or single mode, so it works out good that way. Or there's rooms that are just cross moded. Once you find those out, there's for DMR, there's talk groups that are cross-moded, and for Fusion, there's talk rooms that will go between all three modes.
You know, I think there are people out there that are trying to bridge the chasms that the radio companies have created inadvertently. You know, they put their standard out there hoping everybody adopts it, and then somebody says, well, you know, D-Star sounds like you're talking down a metal pipe. Let's come out with Fusion that's got better clarity, and, you know, D-Star doesn't, or the ICOM folks don't adopt for Fusion, so we just sit there and we live in our own little camps. So I love that the community has gone out and said, well, no, you connect to, you know, this particular thing, and then you're going to be able to talk to both sides of it. But had many conversations that were clear and interesting with all sorts of people in, you know, England and Sri Lanka and Australia, and doesn't require any particular skill set, so easy to do as a technician, but not as, maybe as rewarding as doing it on the HF bands, and it does have that internet dependence, so it really depends on what you're into and what you like to explore, but a lot of interesting conversations happen in all of these different venues, so it's interesting to just kind of wander into different places and have conversations with folks.
And I like to use it when the internet's not involved, just repeater to from radio to repeater to another radio. I try to stay off the internet, and then we do some simplex on it where it's radio to radio, just because there's not a lot of traffic when you get into areas like going to a ham fest. There's a group of us that will run a DMR simplex just so we can don't have so much confusion and all the noise going on.
You got that community of folks with you know, the same manufacturer, and you know that they're out there. That's a lot easier to do. Do you have any Fusion repeaters here that you frequent?
Not have any Fusion repeaters that I can hit from my location. There, I think there's one over in Spartanburg, but I could never hit it, and I didn't have a Fusion radio in my tool truck, so I never was able to mess with it down there. I only had my Kenwood that was just 2 meter 440 and simple analog, and I run APRS on one side of it so I could track the truck, and generally stayed on this repeater the other time, so on the other frequency, or on the other VFO, I mean. So I didn't mess with digital a whole lot while I was mobile down there, other than my DMR. I would have it in the truck, and made quite a few contacts over PRN and a couple of the DMR repeaters down there that way.
Seems to be the up-and-coming
default standard just because it's open and you can get a lot of different choices to interact with it. And if you look at Repeater Book, there seems to be a lot of DMR out there where there may be other choices. So I think the folks that want to set these things up have kind of voted and said, you know, hey, we want to do digital, we want to do DMR. And that's at least what my experience is. And again, maybe research is required. Units that support DMR, all the ones that I've seen so far have been HTs. Is that accurate or no?
Most of your Motorola stuff supports DMR because, from my understanding, DMR is just Moto Turbo brought over to amateur radio. So most of that is supported there on your commercial radios is why you see a lot of it in the area. And Anytone has some mobile radios, the 778, the 578. Radiodity's got a couple, but none of your big three have any DMR radios.
You'd listen to the folks that are out there implementing it and make it another mode in a future release. But I know the Tokyo Ham Fest, I think is what they call it, the big show in Tokyo where the Japanese radio folks are going to do their announcements here in the next week. Is coming up, so we'll see what they have on the table for us. I got a couple of Echo. Let me try that again. I've got a couple of Echo Link stations out there. If anybody wants to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, let's call Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4. Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative, negative. And I believe, and Colin, I believe it sounds like you, so hello to you again.
The Blue Ridge 2 meter net would like to recognize KA4PQA Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for joining us tonight, Stephen. Anyone else in the RF spectrum or anywhere in the sound of my voice need to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? We'll pause the conversation, get another round of check-ins. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. America, Japan 4, Echo November, Bobby, located down here in Aura. I'll be listening, but I ain't got nothing to say. I'm sorry. Y'all have a great night, and thank you for letting me check in.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic on monitoring.
Oscar 4, Tango Tango Delta, mobile in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Consistency with which I wait till 9:30 and folks show up. So thank you for doing that, folks. Got a couple more check-ins. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and we're going to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen there in Greenwood. I've got Alpha Juliet 4, Echo November. Bobby, who makes me go back to a previous phonetic alphabet that I have to think about instead of just type, but I get there. You got me. It's good exercise. I've got N4EDW, that's Ed there in Brevard, and KO4TTD, that's Mike in Piedmont. Thank you all for coming in and spending some time with us. Tonight we're kind of just chatting a little bit about digital voice modes and different things. Patrick and I were talking about DMR radio and Fusion and D-Star and what the differences are. I think Fusion and Wires X kind of meets up to the whole set of features that are available in D-Star. And then DMR is more the open source, everybody play, nobody to pay a license to, open source kind of thing. I've yet to figure out what All-Star is. If anybody has any good information on All-Star, feel free to sing out, because it looks like it's analog over digital mode, and it's kind of open, but I'm struggling to figure out what and how All-Star works. So if you got any thoughts there, give a call, KQ4WHN, or Net Control. Or anybody else, do you have a favorite DMR radio? Because I feel like that's going to be the next radio that I buy. It's not going to be another analog HT. It's probably going to be something in the DMR spectrum, just so I can completely frustrate myself on building code plugs and getting set up with DMR. I know that those have a stronger learning curve, and D-Star about broke me, but I did figure out eventually that everything in the D-Star catalog of repeaters is probably not accurate 100% of the time, and that took me the longest time to figure out, but I did eventually get there. So anybody have a favorite DMR radio you'd like to talk about? I'd be interested in hearing some of your thoughts there. This is KQ4WHN.
I run the Anytone 878 is what I use for my HT. It's a really rock-solid little radio. And any of the Anytone radios that I've been around or anybody I've talked to have been great to deal with. The only thing I wish they would change on their mobiles is put a little bigger display on them. They use the same display on their mobile as they do on their HT. And it's a little hard to see if you're trying to drive down the road or do anything.
The 779 Anytone for my GRMS, GMRS setup that I use to talk to the family, but I haven't gone down the DMR route, so I'll take a peek at that one and see if there's anything there in my price range in the immediate future. I've been trying to figure out what and how and, you know, where I would put the next antenna, or whether I set up an antenna switch, or, you know, all that fun stuff. But getting it mounted in my wife's car just so she can be mad at me would be the next project.
Stuck with that on the wife's car, and I found DMR easier to understand than I did D-Star. I never got D-Star to work properly, so I just give up on it. And D-Star, or DMR, I found it fairly simple to understand once you get your mind around it is the biggest thing. Programming the code plug is not that complicated.
I mean, the code plug, is it software on your computer that you upload to the radio, or how does that work, and why does it frustrate so many people?
I think it frustrates so many people because it's on the computer, and it's in an Excel format, and you have to, like, the zones and channels, and then you got to put your channels in the zone you want them in, and that's what messes with them. They don't understand that that part of it. And then a lot of people think it is internet only. It's internet reliant, and it's not. It's just another mode, just like AM, FM, sideband. It was just another mode that can utilize the internet if it needs to be or wants to be. I think that's what turns a lot of people off of it.
Well, and that's something that wouldn't really put me off, because I have an IT background and I use that to make my living. So going in and programming a radio from a computer, not really that big of a concern to me, but understanding zones and, you know, where everything fits together, I guess, is part of the learning curve that I would need to go through. But first things first, I have to find a radio. Anybody else have a DMR radio that you want to talk about that you're a fan of? Can't be that Patrick is the only guy out there that's got a DMR interest and got a radio that he's purchased. So join the conversation. This is KQ4WHN.
Move on here. I'll tell you the quickest way I've wrapped my mind around zones and channels was like a filing cabinet. You have your filing cabinet, like A through Z, and your channels are your alphabet that goes in there. Like, I would be a channel, and your name would be another channel, but your zone would be your alphabet name. That's the easiest way to wrap your mind around the zones and channels.
might be a room and a channel might be a participant in that room kind of methodology?
We're thinking D-Star, and it doesn't work that way. Your zone is your drawer, the filing cabinet. Okay, A is in that drawer, and all your A channels are in that drawer. And then your B drawer is the next zone down, and all your Bs are in there. That's a very crude way of thinking about it, but that's basically what it is, a zone and a channel.
Part of a zone, and the zone gives me basically a bucket for all the different channels. Does that make sense?
I have my radio set up for home analog is one zone, and all my home analog repeaters and things that I can hit close by are in that zone. So I put to that zone if I want to look for any of those repeaters. If I want to go to my hotspot, I go to SkyBridge, and all of my stuff is listed on it, all my channels there. If I want to set up a Greenville zone, like if I'm traveling, I could just set up all the repeaters in Greenville. I could set up a zone as easily, and all my repeaters are over there. Or in that, so when I get in that zone, I know, okay, I want to flip to that zone, and all my repeaters are right there for that.
Does that allow me to set up for all the repeaters, both DMR and analog, or is it just DMR?
About it is you can cross them. You, like home, I set it up that way for me, but you can set it up as just home. And you can put your any repeater that you can hit in there, your DMR, your analog, your 440, your 2 meter, all that can be in there.
Telling me on the DMR, that sounds phenomenal, because that's the one thing that I really struggle with when I'm on the road is I try to group all of the repeaters that might be in a given area, whether that's Western North Carolina or Charlotte or Columbia or Charleston. And that's awkward at best. So having everything in a zone makes a lot more sense, and that would be a win for me. I like that.
It works out pretty good there. And then you're, you know, like some people will have a repeater as a zone, because each repeater, if it's linked to the internet, it can have multiple talk groups on the same repeater, because the nice thing about DMR is it's digital, so you're only using half the frequency, the kilohertz there to do it, you know, 12 and a half instead of the 25, and so now you got two time zones. I can run two conversations simultaneously on the same amount of bandwidth that a FM repeater does.
Downside to talk groups or, you know, whatever you want to call it in the digital world, if you get onto somebody's repeater, I know in the D-Star world, that means, you know, I'm dominating that repeater to join a particular reflector, and that's, I'm going to, you know, basically tie up that repeater for everybody else. So if I want to listen to, you know, the hurricane in Florida, everybody's going to have to listen to it along with me until somebody says, you know, hey, I need to do something else with this, go away. So that's, it's nice that you have some capacity to share the frequency and make multiple uses of it within that space.
Well, I have four or five talk groups listed on them that are internet-based, and then they'll have one local or two locals, you know, one that is just for administrative use, and then they'll have one that's local, and then they'll have several internet-based talk groups that you can scroll through and bring up there. So it's got a lot of flexibility to it, and I think that there's just so many avenues to it, and that gets people confused until you can start getting into it and understanding it. It took me a little bit to get my mind around it, because when I got into it, I didn't know anybody. So I had to spend quite a bit of time figuring it out for myself.
Well, that's I don't know if it's my next challenge, but it's a challenge coming up. It's something I want to look into and still got to figure out All Star, but that may be for another day. It's getting later in the night, and this is where we start losing people to folks that, you know, have jobs and need to get some sleep and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there one more time. We'll go ahead and say anybody that wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, you can call KQ4WHN. That's Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anybody, anywhere, just call out to net control. Let's get you logged in to a quiet that makes me think we have exhausted our welcome for the night. Patrick, thank you so much for educating me on that that topic. I know that's something that's probably come to you through a lot of pain and suffering, and you've sold me on that one, so I'll be looking for maybe a DMR radio sometime in the near future. I'm going to throw out anybody out there that is an All-Star fan, wants to give me just kind of a quick 30-second summary on what All-Star is and how it works and why you do or don't like it. I'd love to hear that. Anybody out there All-Star, call KQ4WHN. Okay, folks, well, it's we've got 44 check-ins, and we had one conversation about digital radio. Thank you, Patrick, again, for joining in the conversation. It's always nice to have somebody to talk to and not just to have to prattle on. I'm going to go ahead and secure the net and give the net report. So stand by. All right, folks, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night on Wednesday. I'm sure he would appreciate you joining him for that net. And I'm just going to let everybody know that KQ4GWP Hayden will be taking my place next week so we can keep him in good form and ready to run nets as necessary. If you haven't done a net with Hayden, he is phenomenal. So spend some time with him next Tuesday. This is KQ4 now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everyone.